This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, we sailed on to Theatre by QE2 on the night shift this week to take a look at The Circus, which is a spring theatre camp coming up for the kids here in Dubai. We found out all about it and the skills that we are going to be learning at this theatre camp. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Well, welcome back into the show, and something for the younger listeners right now coming up, and a special camp that's going to be happening on Theatre by QE2 this spring, in fact. And to tell us more about it, we have Lucinda Brown in our studios. Hi, Lucinda. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you. How are you?
And we've also got Joanna Harker, who's on the line. Joanna, nice to have you with us. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Right then, so Lucinda, tell me a little bit about what we can expect from this this camp. It's called The Circus.
Yes, so this is our very first camp. It's running from the 1st to the 5th of April at Theatre by QE2,
yep.
Which is on board the QE2 Hotel in Port Rashid, so local to Dubai.
Yep.
We are opening the camp to 6 to 12-year-olds and any children of that age who have an interest in dance, drama, singing, performance in general. We would absolutely love to come and join us. The camp will be running from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every day. And throughout the day, the children will be participating in some acting, some singing and dancing workshops, which will all be building up to a mini showcase, which we'll be inviting their parents to at the end of the week.
How exciting. Now, Joanna, I believe dance is your kind of, special talent. Tell me a little bit about how you got into dance and what you're going to be showing the kids at this camp.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, and I'm actually from the UK. I'm in the UK at the moment. But I have lived in Dubai previously, and we're so excited because we're bringing this camp from the UK to Dubai. And so I've done it previously in the school holidays. I'm really excited to bring it across. So I'll be leading the dance part, all circus themed, maybe a little bit of Madagascar at the circus as well.
Okay.
The Greatest Showman, like all those different kind of musicals and shows that the kids love. So really excited to trial it in Dubai.
So, yeah, as you said, you used to be here, so you know Dubai, I guess. I mean, it's a pretty cool theatre. I mean, have you been actually on the QE2 and seen the theatre there, Joanna?
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Really, it'll be amazing for the children as well to perform on a stage like that. Just an incredible experience. And in the afternoons of the camp, we're hoping that we will be able to get the technicians and to show the children how it works. They're going to get a real live performance on there. They're going to get to walk around the theatre. So it's an incredible experience for them, as well as the performance and the dance, drama and acting themselves.
Now, Lucinda, I mean, we were chatting just earlier on. I mean, you know, this is going to leave a lasting impression on these children, you know, probably for a lot of them. The first time on a stage, you know. Can you remember the first time you stepped on a stage and the production
you were in? I was in a play at school. I was a raindrop in the Alice in Wonderland.
A raindrop?
Raindrop.
Wow, yes. I bet that got a lot of lines, hasn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I did lots of twirling around.
Yeah. So, a raindrop. What about you, Joanna? What was your first appearance on a stage?
I was actually a scarecrow. yeah. Not sure what's better, raindrop or a scarecrow, but yeah, a scarecrow.
Wow. These particular kind of camp, or this camp, it's the first of its kind. How's it going to build up? What will the first day be like, Lucinda, and how will it build up throughout the week?
Yeah, so I think our plan basically is on the first day, everyone gets there, and, you know, it can be a bit overwhelming for children. So the first hour or so is going to be based on kind of get to know you activities, tour the venue, see where they're going to be working for the next week, and try and get the children to feel as comfortable as possible. From that point, we'll break off into groups. It all depends on how many children we have, but ideally we'd like 2 to 3 groups of children so that we can split off into different areas and then start to, you know, get down to what they're really there for, which is the performance side of things. So the splitting into groups is really important so that they can focus on each individual skill, which then later on in the day they can bring back together, and we can build into this mini showcase, which hopefully parents will absolutely love.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, Joanna, what's the appetite like in the UK at the moment for, you know, theatre and the arts on stage? You obviously are very connected with that. What's the appetite like in young kids?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. Like, the talent coming through at the moment is just amazing. I teach from walking up to 18-year-olds, and some of the talent, even like the 17, 18-year-olds, is just incredible. We teach a lot of children that go on to be West End performers, on cruise ships, etc. I actually had, there was a West End production touring that I had, and one of the kids I used to teach ended up touring and was in Dubai Opera House.
Oh, wow.
On one of their tours. Yeah, I think it was Mamma Mia or something. So, yeah, it's incredible seeing the children go from something like these camps, find a love for the arts, go into performing, and then you never know where they're going to end up. It's great watching the journeys.
And how satisfying, Joanna, is it, you know, to see a pupil that you think, wow, he or she has got some talent, and eventually winding up in the West End?
Yeah, incredible. Like, just absolutely incredible watching their journey. And sometimes it is a child that is shy, you know, and some parents take them to camp or to class to build their confidence, and they are the ones that really come out of themselves and end up being the ones that do end up being super successful, because it's so confidence building. And I would say to parents, if your child is maybe even a little bit shy and they're not sure if they'll love this camp, it's actually something that will bring out their confidence, and they'll probably notice a huge change in the week when we do that. We get that feedback a lot.
Lucinda, of course, your spotlight is more on the actual acting and drama, isn't it? So tell me what you're going to be teaching these kids.
So obviously the theme is the circus. What we don't want parents to think is that they're going to walk away with juggling superstars or tightrope walking heroes, because we're not going to be doing that. But what we are using is that theme as a stimulus. So, you know, there will be some activities on joke telling. It's kind of performance-based activities where it will help with their public speaking. As Joanna said, it will help with their confidence. And they'll just have a really good time and really take away that kind of feeling of accomplishment when, you know, you've stood in front of a group of people, there's a light shining on you, and you're just so proud of whatever it is you've achieved, not just on your own but as part of a group as well. Because I think that when you're in the theatre, one of the main things that we need to teach kids now is that it's not just you. There's so much that goes into the event itself, and if we can have children walking away and appreciating what they've done, but what they've done as part of a team, that would really be a great achievement for us.
It's all about the teamwork, isn't it? And I mean, how exciting as well, being on such a fabulous vessel as the QE2. Joanna, are you looking forward to some Dubai sunshine?
Oh my goodness, cannot wait. It's absolutely freezing here at the moment, so cannot wait to be there.
How do we sign up, Lucinda?
So you can either call me on my mobile number, which is 052-488-4010, or email us at info@otbuae.com. And I'd be happy to answer all questions and queries, so please do reach out.
Fantastic. Well, Joanna, look forward to meeting you when you get to the city of Dubai again. I'm sure you're going to love it second time around. And also, Lucinda Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.